Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
The Gemara Maseches Yevamos on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph is talking about a case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a halacha of havchana, that a woman after her husband dies or she's divorced must wait 3 months to make sure that she is not muberes from her first husband. The Mishnah talks about a case where a woman did not wait for 3 months and she married to a second man. She then gives birth to a baby after 7 chadashim, after 7 months, and we have a suffix over here, who is the true father? Is it a ben tesla rishon, a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, or is it a ben zion, a 7-month-old baby from the second husband? Now the Gemara talks about a case where this child, who it's a suffix who his father is maka both of them, hits both of them, or is mekal both of them? According to the Tanakhama, he holds whether this is done bazeach or zeh, he first strikes one of the individuals and then strikes the other, or whether he does it bavas achas at one time, in either way he is chayiv. He is chayiv misa for being mekal and being maka aviv. Because this mandamar holds hasra safik shmei hasra, even in a case where he first strikes one individual and then the other, since we know for sure he definitely hit his father, even though at the time when he was about to hit the first one, it was only a hasra safik, because we do not know for sure if in this action he'll be over the isser of being maka aviv, afilu hachi the Tanakhama holds hasra safik shmo hasra. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, and he says only bevas achas chayiv. Only if the person, this child, takes a stick and he hits both individuals with one haka, in this case it's hasra's vadai, because the edim give him hasra, do not do this action of hitting, because through this action of hitting you are vadai going to mechuyav misa for being over the iser of maka aviv. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda says there is a chiyuv. However, there's another brisa that says the Rabbi Yehuda says he is pater even in a case where he does it b'vas achas. The Gemara says it's two tanoim alivid Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda shita is. The Gemara explains what is Chan the Manda Amr who says that the child is pater, though he did it b'vas achas, so l'chaira, there's a vade hasra, and he's for sure hitting his father. The Gemara explains there's a special xeris hakasav. The Torah teaches us the iser of being mekalel one's father and mother. And the Torah teaches us as well, Isra b'mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when it comes to Chalila b'mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein b'shotvis, it is not possible to mekalel two gods, there's only one God. So too, when it comes to the Isra b'mekalel Aviv, we learn out that the Isra b'mekalel is only when it's not b'shotvis, when it's only b'mekalel one father. Not when he's b'mekalel the father and another individual as well. And as far as Hakka is concerned, that Hu Adin, when it comes to the Issa of being Maka Aviv, we learn at Hakka from Klala, there is no Din Misa when there's a Hakka Bishutvis. Now the Karen Ayur in the Sugya wants to be Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddish, as far as the Ptur of Hakka Bishutvis. The Karen Ayur says that this Ptur of Hakka Bishutvis is only like the case of our Sugya, that the person is Mesopik, which one of these individuals is his father. And therefore, the only way possible to be vadai, be hitting his father, is only if he does an act of hakav shutfis, being maka both individuals together. That is a shame hakav shutfis, and only in such a case is there a ptur. However, the Karen Iris says, if someone would, rahmanul atzlan, hit his father together with another individual, in a case where he knows bevadai who his father is, Zokta Karen Ayra, this would not be classified as a Hakka B'Shutfis. In such a case, this individual would be Chayiv for Maka Aviv. That is not called a Hakka B'Shutfis because it was not necessary to be hitting both these people together in order to produce the Chayiv. Now there's another point over here in the Sugya where the Aruch Laner clears a very fascinating Chakira. This that there is a Chayiv for Mekal Aviv V'Imai. Is the Chayiv dependent B'Davka that the person must mention his father and mother's name? Or perhaps the chiyuv is, even if he just says, I curse my father. Is that enough to create a chiyuv of mekalel? Now he says the Gemara Maseches Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph learns out from the halacha of Maka Aviv, the fact that the Torah says a child who hits his father is chayiv misa. From here we see the concept that we go after Raiv. Because after all, perhaps this individual is not his father. He's not certain, not definitely his father. He knows for sure who his mother is. But who's to say for sure that this is his father? Zokta Gemara must be because we go after Raiv. Raiv ve'ilai shoychan achar abal. So we can safely assume that this child came from this mother, is from this father. Now the Aruch Haner points out, why did the Gemara have to learn out from the case of Maka Aviv, where one hits his father, that over there we see the concept of Halchan Achar Raiv? Why couldn't the Gemara have said as well that we see that the din of Halchan Achar Raiv from Mekalo Aviv? Because when the son says that I'm cursing my father Reuven, who said this fellow Reuven is his father? Alal Karchach, it must be that we assume it's his father because you go after Raiv. Zogdar Chaner, perhaps from this Gemara we could bring a raya that the chiyuv of Mekalel is even without the mentioning of the father's actual name. Where even where the son would just say, I curse my father, that alone would create a chiyuv of Mekalel Aviv. And therefore we would have no proof to the concept that we go after Raiv. Because he says, whoever is my father, I'm cursing him. The Aruch Haner says, however, this proof is not conclusive. Because we could say that La'olam, when it comes to the Chiyuv of Mekalel Aviv, there has to be mentioned the name of the father as well when the son curses his father. And the reason why the Gemara brings down to learn out from the case of Maka Aviv is because it just happens to be that in the Parsha, Maka Aviv comes first. But theoretically, we could have brought the same proof from Mekalel Aviv because he must mention the father's name, and how do we know for sure it's the father? It must be you go after Raif. The Aruch Haner goes further and he says, perhaps from our sugya that talks about a case of the son cursing one individual and then the other individual, that from here we see that person is only chayiv by Mekalel Aviv if he mentions the father's name. Because if we won't say it that way, Zok the Aruch Haner, how is it possible to have a case of kilol zeh v'chazer v'kilol zeh? As soon as this child says, I want to curse my father, I am cursing my father, right away it's a direct curse to whoever his father is. So it's not a case of bazeh achar zeh. This proof the Aruch Haner deflects, and he says that really I'll tell you that of course this case of the Gemara is talking about where he mentioned the actual name of each one of these individuals. He said, Yakeh Hashem es Reuven, and afterwards he said that Hashem should smite Shimon. And in a chanami, and therefore you have a possibility, a case of cursing one and then cursing the other. But in a chanami, perhaps the case of Vas Achas, where it curses both of them at one shot, is talking about in such a case where he doesn't mention any name of the individual. But rather he just says that Hashem should curse my father. And that is a case of Vas Achas. However, the Aruch Haner says that from the sugya is not mashma like he just finished saying. Because the sugya says that according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, in a case where he curses both of these individuals at one shot, he is still pater because it's Isei B'Shutfis. Because the chiyuv of Mekalel is only when it's Mekalel, the father by himself, not when it's been Mekalel together with someone else. But according to this case that I'm saying to Aruch Haner, that he could just say, Hashem should smite my father. So in such a case, you have a case where he's being Mekalel Vas Achas, and it's not B'Shutfis. So our sugya is mashma, that the chiyuv is only when he actually mentions the father's name. And therefore he's only shayach to be mechayim in such a case when he mentions both names, B'Shutfis. And this Aruch Haner says that perhaps we could always say that really there is a chiyuv even without mentioning the father's name. And the reason why our sugya is talking about where he does mention the father's name is because it's talking a similar case to the case of Zeh Achar Zeh. The same way we've proven that the case of one after another must be where he mentioned the people's names. If he just said Hashem should smite my father, so then right away Ubichal the curse directly to his father. So it must be talking about where he said, first, Hashem should curse this man, and Hashem should curse the other man. And therefore, Hu Adin, the case of Vasachas, is a similar case where he said Hashem should curse Reuven and Shimon, and since it's Beshutvis, therefore Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says that you're a potter. Finally, the Aruch HaNer wants to bring another proof. From this is the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Mamrim, Parak Hei, that a Shtuki is chayiv for cursing his mother, but not cursing his father. Shtuki is an individual who, when we ask who the father is, the mother is mashtik, people who are asking the whereabouts of who this child's father is. The Rambam says that if the child goes ahead and curses his father, the child is pater because we do not know who the father is. Zogdar al-Khaner, if the chiv of Mekal Avid is, even without actually mentioning his father's name, why would there be no chiv by the case of Shtuki? As soon as he says Hashem should curse my father, so automatically is a Mekal Avid. From here, Zogdar al-Khaner would seem to be a conclusive proof that the chiv of Mekal Avid is only when he actually mentions his father's name. However, the Aruch HaNer ends off that one could push off this raya as well. And we could say that the case is talking about where he's mentioning an individual's name. His mother told him, Reuven, this person Reuven is your father. But in a chanami, and when he curses, Hitaka says, Hashem should curse Reuven. But it may be in a chanami, if he would be mekal his father Stam, perhaps in the case of Shtuki as well, there would be a chiyuv, and the Aruch HaNer ends off with a tzarech in Ladina. We're now going to be starting by Hashem, the 12th parak of Yevamos, parak Mitzvahs Chalitza. The Meiri explains that this parak will be primarily be dealing with five inyanim. Number one, we're going to be talking about how many people need to be from the Beis Din that Chalitza is performed in front of them, and who is roi to be serving on the Beis Din. Number two, we're talking about the shoe of Chalitza, and also about which one of the feet does the shoe of Chalitza have to be worn. And as well, we're going to be talking about the halacha of Chalitza that's done at nighttime. Number three, we're going to be talking about the different halachas of the kriya, the reading of the psukim, and the rekika, the spitting, the halachas that apply to the spitting that is done by the yavama when she spits at the yavam for refusing to perform yibum. Number four, we're going to be talking about the halacha of a cheresh, shaita v'katan, and a chareshes, someone who cannot hear. How is the halacha of their chalitza? Number five, finally, we're going to be talking about the seder of the entire process of chalitza, how it is done. And the Meiri ends off, agav, will come in other different halachas, like is the derech that we find in Shas. The Mishnah opens up, mitzvahs chalitza v'shleisha dayanim. The mitzvah of chalitza is to be done in front of three dayanim. The achrayim have a very fascinating chakira. Is there a mitzvah called chalitza or not? The Chasam Sefer talks about in a tshuva, a nafkamina, a very old woman, could be very practically nageya, a lady who namach her husband died and never had any children, and she's an old woman. Does she have a mitzvah upon herself? She's not planning on getting remarried. Does she still have a mitzvah of chalitza? Do we say that there's an independent mitzvah called chalitza? Irrelevant whether the fact she wants to get married or not. Or perhaps no. Perhaps chalitza is only a matir, similar to a get, which enables a woman to be freed from her husband and to marry any man she wants. So to chalitza is a matir to the yavama, who until now is locked in with chains, so to speak, to the yavam through the concept of zika. The chalitza comes along and is a matter similar to a get. But where anyways the woman does not want to get married, perhaps there is no halacha to be kaifa her to be chalitz. The Meraymei Sada, the Netziv, and the Berichus Avram over here as well, the Masechtas Yevamos, writes that when he was young he heard B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisker. They both are medayik from the Lashon of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah opens up the parak mitzvahs chalitza. The mitzvah of chalitza is supposed to be performed in one of three dayanim. Zakta Meremei Sada and Reb Chaim, from here we see that there's an actual mitzvah of chalitza, and not just a matar ba'alma. The Netziv brings another raya to this concept from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daflamet Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara over there teaches us, Hayavam Haileches Achar Yavim Lehatira, Midachsiv Ziknei Irai. The Yavama must go to where the Yavam is in order to get her hetter of chalitza. because it says in the pasuk Zikne Irai, the elders of his city, which teaches us that she must go to him. Zakti Mitziv, if we were to say that Chalitza, the main Yisrael Chalitza, is just a matter ba'alma, it's just a way of taking off the Zika, if so, it's pashit that the woman is mechliv to go to the man in order to get her heter. Mandikavli ki'iva ezel be'asya. Like he borrows a terminology used in the Gemara Baba Kama, the person who has a pain goes to the doctor to be healed. The purpose of this chalitza is only in order to allow her to get married. Of course, she must be the one who has to go to him. Why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that the Yavama must go to the Yavam from Zikne Irai? Vada is up to Nitziv. From here we see that your chalitza as well as a mitzvah asay, which is a mutl, on the Yavam, and therefore would have had a havamina, it's a chiyuv upon him to be right the fachrea, to go after the Yavama, to travel to her, in order to him to be able to mekayim his mitzvah, kamash mulan, that even though it's taka mitzvah, still the Torah is mutl on her, a gzeir sakasiv, a special gzeir sakasiv, because it says zikne irai. Another raya the Brichas Avram brings, that there's a mitzvah of chalitza, from the words of the Seder Chalitza in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sifnun Zayin. He writes, Matzasi Kasu B'Seder Ashkenazi. Kishayamdu, when they stand up, Yom HaRav, the Rav says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech HaElam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvaysav, V'tzivanu B'mitzvays V'chukim Shel Avram Avinu. There's a bracha that is made, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvaysav, before the Chalitza is performed. And the reason being, why do we make the special bracha, b'mitzvos v'chukim shel Avram Avinu? What does this have to do with Avram Avinu? Because the Gemara in Parakisi Adam in Mesechus Chulin teaches us that in the schar that Avram Avinu told the kings, Ad Tzreich Nal, I refuse even to take a shoelace from the bounty, from the battle, in order that people should not say I became rich through people, not through the blessing of Hashem. And that merit, Avram Avinu was Zaycha, that his children got the mitzvah of chalitza, the minol shechalitza. Zok de Berchus Avram, Ucharetz Pashit, if there's an actual bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvaysav, V'tzivanu, we see that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai of chalitza. Another raya the Berchus Avram brings from the words of the Me'iri on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Me'iri writes on this that it says that the chalitza is matar mishenishmat hasandol ay haminol miroyv ekavai. As soon as the shoe or sandal is taken off most of the heel of the Yavam, Hutra Yavam Lashok, the Yavama now is mutter to get married to whichever man she wants. Ella, but the Me'iri writes, however, mitzvah min amuvcher, shetishleif eskulei betashlechei l'aretz. Even so, there's a mitzvah min amuvcher that she should remove the entire shoe and throw it down on the ground. Zakta Birchas Avram, if chalitza would be merely a matter, it doesn't make sense to say that it's a mitzvah min amuvcher to remove the shoe entirely. If it's matter already with removing of raiv ekev, then it's no inyan mitzvah min amuvcher to continue. From here is a raya that it must be that chalitza is a mitzvah and therefore it is shayach by the inyan of mitzvah min amuvcher. Like Taisus and Mesechus Nida teaches us that things which are only a matter, which are only there in order to provide a heter, there is no inyan of chatzchila and b'di'evet and mitzvah min amuvcher. From all these rayas, it would seem very clear that there is a special mitzvah of chalitza. And therefore, as far as the Chasam Sofer's question, is this woman obligated to go ahead and have chalitza done to her, even if she has no plans on getting married? From here, it would seem so far that there is a chiyuv for her to go ahead and do it. However, le'idach gisa, we find other rayas that chalitza is merely a matter similar to a get. Number one, there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches, where the Mishnah says, Melech ein chaltzim le'ishtai. When a king dies without any children, so there is no chalitza done to the Eshes HaMelech, the wife of the deceased husband, the king. Rashi later on in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Tes on the Beis the Maskel, v'le chaltzim le'ishtai explains, because since anyways she's asafer to get married, because we know the din is Eishes Melech is asur lehinase, and therefore there's no purpose for chalitza to be done. In the Sefer Ar Gadol Mishnayis, he's medayik from Rashi, that from Rashi we see a yisayid gadol, a tremendous yisayid, The chalitza is not a mitzvah, but rather chalitza is merely a matir similar to a get. If not, if that would not be the case, zakta ar gadol, who cares that Eishes Melech is astur lihinasei? But still, let us force the Yavam to do chalitza to her because of the special mitzvah of chalitza. It is mu'ah from this Rashi zakta ar gadol that Rashi holds that the inyan chalitza is merely a matir like a get. And since the manashach, this woman is asur lehinasei, ain tam lachlatz la, there is no reason to give her chalitza. The emes is that the Rambam himself writes a different reason why there is no chalitza by Eishes HaMelech. The Rambam writes, the kamen she'asur liyavim, that since it is asur anyways to do yibum to the wife of the king, because Eishes HaMelech is asura, therefore we know there's a klal called she'ena ayil liyibum, ena ayil chalitza. Wherever there is no parsha of yibum, there is no parsha of chalitza as well. Perhaps the pshat the Rambam is that the Rambam held a chalitza is a mitzvah. If so, the Rambam cannot learn like Rashi's reason that asur lihinasei. The Rambam would hold mabekach. There still is a mitzvah of chalitza, and therefore the Rambam needed to learn that the reason why there's no chalitza of Eishes HaMelech is because of the old klal of kol she'ena ayil liyibum ena ayil chalitza. But al kapanim, according to the Ar Gadol from Rashi, al kapanim it's muchach. The chalitza is not a mitzvah, but it's merely a matter. The Birchas Avraham himself, as well, in that piece, brings a raya to this tzad as well, that we see that it would seem that chalitza is not a mitzvah, but merely a matter. From this that it says further in the Seyed Chalitza, B'Shem the Bahag, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Emar LaYavim, Shalirotzu LaYabim, tell the Yavim who refuses to Yibam, Hayra Guvach Me'ant L'Kayim a mitzvah, since you did bad to yourself by refusing to perform the mitzvah. Lefikach tachleitz min ocha ka'avol k'menuda. Therefore, take off the shoe like an avol. Your shoe should be taken off like an avol, like a menuda. The fact that you lost out on performing a mitzvah. Zak the Berachas Avram, if chalitza is a mitzvah as well, so then he's performing still the mitzvah chalitza. From here, the Berachas Avram says be mashma that there is no mitzvah of chalitza, but rather it's merely a matter. If so, we have stiras in this inyan. Is chalitza a mitzvah, like the rayas that we brought in the beginning, or should we say that chalitza is merely a matter, like a get? The emes is that Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shiurim is also bothered by these different stiras that we seem to find about the inyan of chalitza, is it a mitzvah or merely a matter? In Mesatas Ksuvis, in Eis Reish Yudalit, in Kaivet Shiurim, his medactic from the words of Taisis over there, Mesatas Ksuvis, the Mishneim writes, "Mishalel Yavam, Mishalel Lachlitz, Ein Kaifin." If both the Yavam and Yavama agree, they're not interested in doing not Yibam nor Chalitza, Ein Kaifin. We do not force them. Ask the Kaivet Shiurim, why should we not at least force them to do Chalitza because of the mitzvah of Chalitza? From here it would seem, Zakter Rav Chanan, that it's Mucha. From here there is no mitzvah of Chalitza, and Chalitza is merely a matter k'may get. But then Rav Chanan says, from that which Taitus says in Masechtas Nida, that where something is merely a matter, there, it doesn't make sense to say there's an inyan of Uchatzchila to do it in one way. If it's a matter, it's a matter. But Rabbi Chanan says, from this Uchatzchila is a din, that you need Kriya b'chalitza, you have to read the Psukim, from there it would seem that it is a mitzvah. And it's not just a heter, like tefillah. Rabbi Chanan himself in this piece ends with a tzarech ian that had to resolve these contradictory things. Is chalitza merely a matter, or is it a mitzvah as well? L'chayah, there are two basic mahalchim, how to answer up the stiras, whether and how to understand properly what chalitza is. The first mahalch is, one can say, based on what Rabbi Chanan says in Kaivet Shiurim, further in Ksuvis, in Eis Reish Mem Zayin, and Eis Reish Mem Ches, where he's talking about this that it says in Shal Shuvas Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi wants to know, when one needs to be mechaven by chalitza, is it a kavanah l'shem mitzvah, that I'm performing a mitzvah, like the man d'amar mitzvah strichas kavanah, the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah daf chaches talks about arichas, the sugya mitzvah strichas kavanah, by chalitza as well, do you need a kavanah when the Gemara talks about them needing a kavanah, is it a kavanah to perform the mitzvah, or perhaps all you need is kavanas kinyan. The sheet of the Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah tafkuf tzadites, that be'emes one needs both. You need a kavanas kinyan and you need a kavanas mitzvah. However, the Kaivet Shiurim says then even if we'll say that you need a kavanas mitzvah, however, that would not be a reason to pastel a chalitza if someone did not do it l'shem mitzvah. Zakter b'chanam, because it's not to be understood that the heter of chalitza comes about because of the kiyum mitzvah. But rather the exact opposite is true. Once you have the chalais heter, once someone performed chalitza and it created the heter of the isha l'shuk, through that he's mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, if the chalitza mitzad atzum was mater, memela it's neskayim ha-mitzvah. According to this yesod of Rabbi Chanan, we can answer the stiras that we talked about in the beginning of this piece. The lashon of the Mishnah in the beginning of our parak mitzvah chalitza, with the Netziv and Rabbi Chaim Briscoe or Medayik, that we see that there's a mitzvah of chalitza, one can say yes, be'emes there is a mitzvah of chalitza, but this mitzvah of chalitza comes about memela mikayach the heter that it's being mate her l'shuk. The Raya as well, from this, that we need a pasuk to say that the woman has to come to the man. If it would just be merely a mater, the Netziv says, it's pasha that she has to go to the man. True. Yes, there is a kiyum mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah comes about the mela from the mater that is done. This would answer as well why there is a birchas ha-mitzvah. This would jive well as well with the other Raya, Rashi in Sanhedrin, who says that Eishes Melech, there is no din to do with her chalitza, since anyway she's asur l'inasei. The Achrayim understand this to mean that even if we say that there is a mitzvah of chalitza, but the whole mitzvah only comes about from the fact that you're being mater l'shuk. And since over here, saif, even after the chalitza, she still remains asur l'shuk, if so, there is no mitzvah as well. And the Raya of the Birchas Avram, that he says, that we tell the Yavam Me'antel Kaya Mitzvah, we can say, even if Chalitza is a mitzvah, however the Gemara earlier in Yavam teaches us, Chalitza Mamakim Yibam Lav Klumu, if either the Iker Mitzvah is Yibam, and not Chalitza, and therefore it still makes sense to tell him that you refuse to do the Iker Mitzvah. With this Yisrael of Rabbi Chanan, that even if there's a mitzvah of Chalitza, but the mitzvah of Chalitza comes about Memela, Mikayach the Heter, this will answer a sugya ha-tamua Mesechtas Kedushin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mesechtas Kedushin wants to learn out, based on a Kal V'Chaymer, that a regular Eishes Ish should be able to become mutter from her husband through doing a chalitza, based on a Kal V'Chaymer, which is tamua. The Gemara is very hard to understand. If chalitza is really a mitzvah, and the hatter just comes about through the performance of the mitzvah, if so, this mitzvah was said to a yavam and a yavama. What does the hava mean to say that every eishes ish should be able to go free from her husband through chalitza? However, according to the yisayid of Rabbi Chanan, it's miyoshev kamin chaymer, it fits in beautifully. The yisayid of the mitzvah comes about mikayach the heter. Since you bring matter the isha l'shuk through chalitza, which is a matter similar to a get, mikayach that, you get a kiyum mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara in Kedushin very understandably asks, based on a Kal V'Chaymer, that an Eishes Ish as well should be able to have this matir of Chalitza. Rav Shach Zatzal, in his Sefer Avi Ezri, in the beginning of Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, brings as well a Raya from this Sugya and Kedushin. From the Sugya and Kedushin, we see clearly Chalitza is a matir, and it is not Stam a mitzvah. From the fact that the Gemara wants to say that a regular Eishes Ish should be able to become free through doing Chalitza. And l'fi anal from Rabbi Chanan, we could say that mikol makayim, when the matter is done, there is a kiyum mitzvah as well. Now this is a very good mahalach, how to answer the stiras and explain according to Rashi. However, the Me'iri still needs another explanation to understand the shitas ha-Me'iri. Because if we're going to say that the mitzvah just comes about mikayach the heter, the Me'iri is still hard to understand. The Me'iri says that there's a din to take off the entire shoe. The Yavama should remove the entire shoe for a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. But if we're saying that the whole mitzvah just comes about mikayach the heter, once the heter is chal, automatically there is a kiyum mitzvah. If so, there should be no svar to say that removing the shoe more is more of a kiyum mitzvah. The whole kiyum mitzvah, just as neivea, comes about from the fact that there was a heter. If saif, she became mutter, al yidei taking off raiv ha-ekev, for that should be a mitzvah as well. Also, this mahalach will not answer Taisus and Ksuvis, where Rabbi Chanan is Medayik and Taisvis, the Mishneim ain't Reitzim, if both the Yavam and Yavama refuse, do not want to do Yibam or Chalitza, they do not have to. Ask Rabbi Chanan, if there is a mitzvah of Chalitza, we should still force them to do Chalitza. So this Mahalach will not answer that as well. Because even if we want to say that the mitzvah comes about Mikayach the Matir, over there, Saif Kol Saif, Ayidei the Chalitza, it will create that now she is Mutter Lihinase, and therefore there should be a key mitzvah. Why would we not force them to do that? In order to answer the Mahalach of the Meiri and Taisvis, one can say a little bit with a little different nusach. Al-Pi Yisayid, which says in Shas Yeshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simen Aleph Ais Dalet. The Chacham Tzvi was talking about a case, a woman who was married to Shimon, and Shimon died. Afterwards, she got married to Reuven, and Reuven died without any children. She was saying that she has a status like a katlanis, a woman who kills her husbands, and if so, she says she doesn't want to yibum to any of them. The Chacham Tzvi writes, if so, hu adin, we're not going to force the Yavam to do Chalitza. Zakta Chacham Tzvi, there is no halacha over here of kaifin ala mitzvahs, similar to what you find in the Gemara Masechtas Ksuvis, on daf pevavam and aleph, where a person, where Bezin tells him, asei sukkah vein aisa, makin aisa ashatetze nafshai, we force him, we hit him ashatetze nafshai, to perform a mitzvah. Zakta Chacham Tzvi, leya minon kein al the mitzvah she'en tuluya bedavar, the only time we say halacha of kaifin is when it's a mitzvah which is not dependent on any outside factors, and it's a mitzvah which is incumbent upon a person that he can't get out of. However, any mitzvahs I say, like for example chalitza, that if she wants to remain a yiguna forever, and he is not makbid as well, so anan le ichbaslan, so it doesn't bother us as well, therefore there is no halacha of kaifin on such a mitzvah. He compares it to a Gemara himself with Tzubis and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where it says that when it comes to a Aina, someone who forced a woman to have relations with him, where there's a mitzvah of a Lay Siya Le'isha, so the din is that there's no din of Kfiya because the Amr Lay Ba'ina Lay Sa Lasei Klal. If she says, I'm not interested in getting married to him, there's no Asay. So over there, Zak Techach and Tzvi, we see a concept that though something is a mitzvah, but al kopanim, since it's not a mitzvah which is yeshli patami mena, therefore there is no halacha of kaifin. The Chacham Tzvi is very medrig that he does hold there's a mitzvah, but it's just not the same type of mitzvah as asei sukkah. According to this is Meyoshev, the question of the Kaivish Shumer on Taisling Stuvis. The reason why there is no kaifin by the mitzvah of chalitza is because chalitza is a different type of mitzvah asei. According to this as well, we can answer up the Pshat and the Meiri. Since we're saying that there is a mitzvah of Chalitza, and therefore according to the Meiri, there's an inyan of mitzvah min amuvchar when Chalitza is being done to remove the shul entirely. Perhaps like the Chacham Tzvi, there are two things going on in a Chalitza. There is the matter of the Chalitza, and there is the mitzvah involved as well in a Chalitza. Now it's more mistaber to say it that way in the Chacham Tzvi and the Meiri, in order to resolve the sugi and kedushin and daf yadala, where the Gemara wants to say that a regulatious ish should be able to be yaitze b'chalitza. If we say that the matter comes about mikayach the mitzvah, it will be very hard to understand the sugi and kedushin by a regulatious ish who does not have the mitzvah, doesn't have the matter. But if we say that they're two independent things, there is the mitzvah as well as the matter, the sugi and kedushin is miyoshev. However, we'll end off with a hemek she'ela. The Hamek She'ela L'Nitziv and She'ilta Kufnun Dalet is my chiyach in the Shita of the She'altas, the Rabbi Choy Gain, that he holds that Chalitza B'Iker does not come to pater and be mater the Yavam L'Shuk. But rather the Iker, Yisrael Chalitza, is a mitzvah. And just Memela, once the mitzvah is performed, Memela, she's Nifteres, she becomes Mutter. And his raya is, from the fact that the She'altas has a Safik, is a chalitza that is forced, is it considered a valid chalitza or not? Zakt in Itziv, if we say that the ikr tachas of chalitza is be'ikr, a mice of hakna, it's pashit that it doesn't work. Similar to kedushin and gerushin, that does not work by kfiya. Al karchav zakt in Itziv, from the she'altas we see that the ikr mitzvah of chalitza is a mitzvah, and therefore even if it's forced, at the end of the day the mitzvah is performed, and once you have the mitzvah, once the mitzvah is performed, automatically that itself is payo the heter. If that's the case, it is still shver from the Sugyan Kedushin, where the Sugyan Kedushin wants to say that a regular Eishes Ish as well should have Chalitza as a Mater, L'chaira, it doesn't make sense to say it by regular Eishes Ish. By regular Eishes Ish, she does not have the mitzvah of Chalitza, and therefore she does not have the Heter as well. So this is a Tzarech Ian on the sheet of Rabbi Chai Goyim. Now the Mishnah had said the mitzvah of Chalitza is with three Dayanim, and even if all three Dayanim are Hedyotis. The Gemara on that asks, if the mitzvah of Chalitza is kosher, even with people who are just Hedyotis, common folk, if so, why does the Mishnah say they have to be Dayanim? On this the Gemara explains that though it's kosher with Shleisha Hedyotis, but they have to be Yoidim Lahakreis Kein Dayanim. Rashi explains that since there are different psukim that must be read in Lashon HaKodesh by the Yavam and the Yavama, they must be able to teach them how to read these psukim, and therefore the Beis Din is only kasher if they at least have the ability of Yoidim Lahakreis Kein Dayanim. Now there's a big machlokes Rishonim exactly how to understand this Gemara. The Torah in Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, writes that the mitzvah of Chalitza is with three Hedyotis, as long as they know how to be Makri, the Psukim, it's kosher. The Beis Yosef over there points out that Taisus in the Sugya is Mashma, that even if they are total Hedyotis, the Hainu, they do not know any other halachas that pertain to Chalitza, as long as all they know is at least how to be Makra the Parsha, with that it suffices. Because Taisus says that this that we need, Yoyim L'Hakris Kein Dayanim, is only necessary by the Kriya of the Psukim, but by other halachas, they don't need to be Bekiyin in them, because even if they'd have a question, they could ask someone who's Baki. However, when it comes to Kriya, if they do not know how to be Makri the Parsha, they won't be able to ask Bekiyin if it was done properly or not. The Taisa Rush explains Taisus to mean that if they do not know how to properly read it, they won't remember exactly how to ask the question, how to tell the Bekiyin what was done. However, the Nemuka Yosef writes clearly that the Mefarshim explain that this, that it's called them Hedyotis, just means to say that we do not need a Bezdin of Smuchim. We do not need a Bezdin that has Smicha Ishmi Piyish back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But of course, Zok the Nemuka Yosef, Vishayim the Mefarshim, of course they need to be Dayanim, who know the different halachas of Chalitza. The Gemara says that it's Yoyidun Lahakris Kein Dayanim, they're just giving an example, meaning to say that they have to be Bekin at least in all the halachas of Chalitza. However, the Beis Yosef points out that the Torah is Mashma, that he goes with the Shita of Taisvis, that as long as they know how to read the Psukim of Lashon HaKodesh, with that alone is good enough. Now the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Samach Tes, in Seder Chalitza writes, that the minhag l'chatchil is that the chacham of the city with two chashuvim of the city are the dayanim with whom the chalitza procedure is performed in front of them. And even though b'di'eved, even if it's done b'fnei am ha'aretz, she'ein yoyidim l'hakreis, as long as the yavam and yavama know how to read the parsha, it is kasher. And so writes the Rambam in the Torah. But l'kapanim l'chatchil the minhag is that it's done in front of the chacham sheb'ir with the chashuvei ha'ir. Let's move on now to a new inyan. The Gemara brings down a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, how many dayanim are needed for the bezin of Chalitza. According to the Chacham, three dayanim is enough, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need five dayanim. The Gemara says, according to the Rabbanu Darshan from Zakenim, Zakenim is mashma two dayanim, and since we know there's a klal of ein bezin shakal, you cannot have an even bezin, and therefore we add a third dayan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, Zikne itself is mashma already two, and the extra mem of Zikane is mashma four, and Ein Bezdin Shakal brings the number up to five. Now, there's a fascinating Taisus over here in Ein Bezdin Shakal. First, Taisus says that it's understandable to apply the klal of Ein Bezdin Shakal in our case of Dayanim of Chalitza, because we do find many different questions and machlekesim when it comes to Chalitza, and therefore we need a bezin to be able to machria. However, Taisus says when it comes to smicha sekenim, this that smicha is given over from ishmi pi ish, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yigimel Amud Beis says over there as well, that we need three because ein bezin shakel, Taisus says over there, I don't understand why would we need three alts ein bezin shakel. Taisus in his first Tarets answers that by smichas akedim as well, there is a machlekes whether they have to lean on the person b'chol kaicham, and therefore it makes sense as well that we need a bezdin that's uneven in order to machria a question. Tysus then goes ahead in his second tirutz and he says that even if it's not practically nageya, a specific question, but any place with a din that you need bezdin, the halacha is you have this klal of ein bezdin shakel, and you need at least an odd number. Now, l'chaira would seem that there's a yisaidistik of machlekes here between the two mahalchim and taisvis, how to understand the yisaid of ein bezdin shakel. Is the yisaid of ein bezdin shakel that really a shem bezdin is even without three dayanim? But since there's halacha that they have to have the ability to machria question, therefore, where there are bezdin on something that the question could come up, there's a din ein bezdin shakel, we need to have three. That's l'chaira what the first tirutz of Taisus holds, and that's why Taisus has to come up with each case why there could be a specific question, why I would need an odd number to be able to machria the question. However, according to the second mahalach of Taisus, where Taisus says that this is a general rule, even if in this scenario there are no specific questions that could come up, there's a klal of ein bezdin shakel. Taisus seems to be understanding the yisaid of ein bezdin shakel goes into the etzem shem bezdin. When there's something called a bezdin, bezdin only has a shem bezdin if they have the ability that theoretically they could be machria a question. That is the tzura of bezdin. The tzura of bezdin is three. And therefore, even in a case where it's not negea any question coming up, but the shem bezdin, the tzura of bezdin, is three dayanim. This seems to be the way the Birchas Avram understands the machlekes between the two terutzim of Taisus as well, that it's a yisaidistik question in the din of ein bezdin shakel. Is it because without three, it just, practically speaking, it does have a shem bezdin without three, but practically speaking, if a question could come up, we need that they should have the ability to machria that question, and therefore it has to be an odd number. Or perhaps even if it's not practically in a gay, a question that could come up, but still the tzur of bezdin is dafka with an odd number. However, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sefer Shari Chaim on Masechtas Gittin in Simen Yud Beis Aisyud Aleph explains the machlekes of the two terutzim of Taisvis v'Derech Acheres. Over there, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz clears a shaila. This that we find by certain things that you need an action to be performed in front of Bezdin. For example, a case in point, Chalitza or Geiris, the Gemara in Ksubis teaches us that Geiris has to be in front of three dayanim. Gerushin, according to certain opinions, has to be in front of a bezdin, and without being done in front of a bezdin, these maisim do not have validity. How are we to understand it? Is it stamad din that the action must be performed in front of bezdin, similar to what we find by kedushin for a marriage to have validity? For kedushin to have validity, it has to be in front of edus lekumei, witnesses who just see it happening, and so too this action just has to be performed in front of a bezdin. Or perhaps the Gedar HaDvarim is that these actions need to be a Maisa based al Pi Bezdin, which means that the Maisa itself has to have on it that Bezdin's stamping their seal of approval that this Maisa was, yes, a Kasher, a Maisa. Bezdin, through it being done in front of Bezdin's Kiel, Bezdin is going ahead and giving their sock that, yes, this is what action was done properly, and that's what creates the action to have validity. Reb Chaim Shulevitz says that it's muchach like the second mahalach from both terutzim of Taisvis. This is that Taisvis says in his first mahalach that since questions could come up by chalitza, therefore it's applicable the klal of ein bezdin shakel. We have to have a bezdin with an odd number that has the ability to machria. From here we see that the purpose of bezdin of chalitza is not just that an action is being performed in front of them. Because if so, what would I care that a question could come up? So you'll ask a different bezdin if you have a question. It must be that no, the Torah's bezdin that we need for chalitza is that they're paskining on this maisa, that this maisa was a kasher maisa. That is gufa, why do I need a bezdin? And therefore it has to be, they have the ability to machria questions that arise. And he says, even according to the second mahalach of Taisvis, where Taisvis is mechadish to us that the din of ein bezdin shakel applies, even if there are no practical questions that could come up, but if Reb Chaim Shulevitz holds that this would only make sense if the bezdin that is necessary is a Bezdin which is viewed like it's paskening on the Maisa Chalitza and giving a psak that it's a Kashara Chalitza. Rav Chaim Shlevitz holds, if it's just a din that has to be done in front of Bezdin, avada, there will be no din of Ein Bezdin shakel with this, and avada, even two members would be okay. From here we see Rav Chaim Shlevitz understands that avada, the shame Bezdin, is possible even with two, even according to the second Tirat of Taisvis. But Taisvis just holds we could apply Ein Bezdin shakel because he holds that their psak is considered like Bezdin is paskining, that this is a valid chalitza. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz brings a riot to his Yesayin from the Rajba and the Sechus Megillah on Daf Chav Gimel Mabeis Divri Amaskel de Kasav, where the Rajba writes that this that we need by Pidyon Karka of Hektish, 10 Dayanim with one of them being a Kayin, even though L'chayr this is an even number and there should be an issue of Ein Bezdin Shakel, Zok the Rajba, there is no Chesaron, because Ein Bezdin Shakel is not Negei over here because it is not a Gemar Din Chashuv. Rav Chaim Shlevitz explains this to mean, over there it's not considered the Psak of Bezdin, rather it's just Bezdin evaluating what is the value of this piece of Karak of Hektish that this person wants to redeem. And therefore it doesn't have a din of a Gemar Din of Bezdin, and therefore there is no issue of Ein Bezdin Shakel. Rav Chaim Shlevitz says, Heinein Advarim, what he's explaining to us, that the din of Ein Bezdin Shakel is only when they're giving a psak on a maisa, and therefore we see from Taisus the fact that he applies it to Chalitza, we see that Taisus understands that Bezdin necessary by Chalitza is not just that action is being performed in front of Bezdin, but through the action being done in front of Bezdin, it's viewed as if Bezdin is giving a hechsher and paskening on this action that is a valid action. Rav Chaim Shlevitz goes further and he brings a raya from a Chubas Rebbe Kivei Eger in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, where Rebbe Kivei Eger writes that Dayanim need to sit when the Chalitza is being performed, based on the Gemara in Shavuos that says Dayanim, when they give a psak, have to be sitting. He says, oh, here as well you see that he's reviewing the Dayanim by Chalitza like issuing a psak din. Let's move on now to a new inyan. The Gemara teaches us that according to the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama uses the extra ziknei to be marba three-head yaitis. Rabbi Yehuda, however, who darshan's already ziknei, to tell you you need another two dayanim by chalitza. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that the dayanim who are head yaitis are kasher? The Gemara says he learns it out from le'enei, because Mar said le'enei comes to be memayit sumin, that blind people are possible to be dayanim by chalitza. And from the fact that we need a special pasuk to teach me that a blind person cannot be a dayan by chalitza, if the din would be that you need smuchim, then of course a blind person would not be able to be a dayan by chalitza. Because that we already would know from Rabbi Yosef's din. Rabbi Yosef taught us that the same way the bezdin needs to be menukim b'tzedek, upstanding people, so too they have to be clean from any mum. Like we learn out from a pasuk, which is referring to the Sanhedrin, kulach yafer ayasi umum einbach. If so, it's pashit that sumim will be possible for chalitza. From the very fact that I need a special miut to tell me that sumim are possible from chalitza, you see obviously that a bali mumin are kasher, and it must be because there's no din smuchim when it comes to dayane chalitza, and rather it's enough to have just hedyaitis. So it clearly comes out from our sugya that bali mumin are kasher to be a dayan for chalitza. There's a very fascinating question that was sent to Rabbi Kivei Eger. Rabbi Kivei Eger over here, Maseches Yevamos, and the blue Rabbi Kivei Eger's quotes from Shaul Shubas Rabbi Kivei Eger, Tanyana, Simon Samach Dalad. The question was with a dayan who had a very hard time hearing, and the only way he's able to hear from someone who's standing 4 amos away from him is only when the person screams very loud on top of his lungs, and the dayan as well has to hold into his ear a funnel to help him hear the person talking. This dayan's question to Rabbi Kivei Eger was, am I allowed to be a dayan for chalitza? Rabbi Kivei Eger first writes that Al-Khairat is pashit, that he's able to be a dayan for chalitza, because there's no psul balmum when it comes to dayan and chalitza. However, Rabbi Kivei Eger then writes, he found that in Shal Shushuvus Maram Mintz, Simon Chavtes, he as well went like Rabbi Kivei Eger thought to begin with, but then the Maram Mintz says that perhaps chalitza is more chamer than a regular dinei mamonis, and therefore we should be machmer not to be machsher a bal mum as one of the dayanim. On this, asked Rabbi Kivei Eger, l'chayr it's keneged the sugi mefureshes In Yevamos and Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph that we just learned, where the Gemara says from the fact that we need a special meat by Chalitza to Mimayit Sumim of Le'enei, obviously a Stam Bal Mum is Kasher. L'char, this is a Tmiyat Sumo on the Maramins. Kvega says perhaps Mitaych the Kasha, we could answer for the Maramins a little bit of a Daichik. But we could say that when the Gemara says afterwards, the Idach, according to the Rabbanan, that they use Le'enei for a different halacha to tell you that the Yanim have to be able to see the spit that goes out of the Yavama's mouth, like it says, Le'enei has the Kanim. And the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda really is masking to this, that Le'enei is really necessary to be used for that, not to Mamayit Sumim, but rather Le'enei is necessary to tell you that there's halacha even of people who could see, but they have to be able to see the actual spit that comes out of the Yavama's mouth. So if so, at this point in the Gemara, perhaps Enechanami, the Gemara is Chayzer now, and the Gemara says that Enechanami, the Gemara would hold someone who's blind is Stam Pasul because they're a Balmum. They're not any better than any Balmum. And Le'enei is just telling me a different halacha, that even if someone is able to see, but there's a halacha that the Bezin has to actually see the spit itself. Kvega says, but this is only a chumra ba'alma to learn this way. And if so, we could say that a cheresh, someone who just can't hear but he's able to talk, where really such a person is even a safek bechlal if they have a status of a baal mum, because this that it says in the Mishnah Becheresh Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, ha cheresh, someone who's a cheresh considered a baal mum, we can say it's only talking about a cheresh who cannot talk and cannot hear, like the stam cheresh in Shas. And he says, Nayi of Yehuda himself really has this same shaila in Chelik Aleph, Evanezer, Simon, and Gimel. If so, when it comes to Chalitza, he says, Yesh Lehakol. And he says, most definitely, even this, that there would be a question, would only be by someone who cannot hear at all. But however, in our case, Zakir B'Kivegra, to this Dayan, we were able to hear. If people are screaming on top of their lungs, you're able to hear. But Vandai, you do not have a status of Balmum, and without any question, it's mutter for you to be a Dayan Chalitza without any question, Bechlal. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks a question, Elamayata, Vikaru Shnayim, Vidibru Shnayim, the Lashon Vikaru is Mashma Lashon Rabim, and Dibru is Mashma also Lashon Rabim. So this should include another four dayanim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the count should go up to nine dayanim. According to the Rabbanan who started off with three, the count should go up to seven. On this, the Gemara answers, we need these drashas for something else. Vikaru loy v'loy shluchim. The Dibru Elav teaches us that they give him a etzah ha'ugenes. That if he is a yalad and she is much older, or she's much older and he's younger, they tell him, go marry someone your age and do not bring fights into your house. Akoponim, the Gemara darshins from the Karulai, the Lay Shluchim, that there's a halacha, that the Bezin themselves need to call the Yavim. They cannot do it through a messenger. Taisus asks a very powerful question. Lefi zeh, the Gemara in Kedushin learns out on Daf Mem Aleph from different psukim that Shluchay Shal Adam Kamaisai, L'chaira Adarabah, let's learn that from our sugya, from the fact that the Karulai V'loi Shluchim, that we see Shluchay Shal Adam is not Kamaisai. On this, Taisus answers that there are many ksuvim habam ke'echad that say this yisayid of the Karulai V'loi Shluchim. For example, by Egla Arufa as well, there's a din v'yatzu heim v'loy shluchim. Bezin themselves need to go out to make the measurements, not shluchim. And in Menachas, the Gemara darshan v'samach, yadai v'loy shluchai, the person himself needs to do smicha on his karbon and not his shliach. And by Nadarim, we're memayit a shliach as well. So therefore, it's kamak subbabom ke'echad that say that ain't shluchai shalim kamaisai, and therefore it's limited only in those places, and we cannot learn out to any other place. Memele, we remain with the drush of the Gemara and Kiddushin that Shluchay Shal Adam is Kamaisai. Now the Birchas Avram wants to answer Taisus' question in a different way. He wants to say, based on the Chiddush of the Taisus Rid, Mesechtas Kiddushin, with the Gemara Mesechtas Kiddushin, which talks about Shlichas, the Taisus Rid over there on Membeis says that some ask a question, if so, why don't we have Shlichas by a mitzvah? Why can't the person tell his friend, put on tefillin for me, sit in a sukkah for me? And the Tais Rid over there answers that by a mitzvah, such a thing does not work. The Baruch Zavram understands the Tais Rid to be saying a fundamental yisai, that a mitzvah shebegufai, something which is incumbent upon a person's guf, that cannot be yaitzai de shliach. Tefillin must be placed on his guf, and therefore it cannot be fulfilled through shlichus. Therefore, the Berachas Avraham wants to say that another answer for Taisa's question is that the karohem v'le shluchim guf is megalat to us. That you should know this, that we need Bezdin to call. We need the actual mouth of Bezdin to call the oven to come to do the chalitza. The smicha has to be done with the person's physical body, and therefore there is no concept of shlichus, and therefore it's not a contradiction to the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin has psukim shlucha shalom kamaisai, and this that we say that there's no din shlichus, because good for the Torah is being megalitas, that by these things this is a concept of a mitzvah shebegufay. Taisus, we can say, did not want to say like the Berachas Avram, is because Taisus understands a different shot. And the emphasis is, it's not so simple to learn in the Taisus Rid the way the Berachas Avram is understanding, that the Taisus Rid is being mechadish, a yisayit of mitzvah shebegufay. Because if one is medayik in the Taisus Rid, the Taisus Rid's lashon is the following. Yesh makshim, some ask a question. Imken l'chol dvar mitzvah yoyel ha-shliach, v'yoyim ha-adam l'chaveir sheiv v'sukah ba'avuri, person should be able to tell his friends, sit in the sukkah for me, hanach tefillin ba'avuri, put on tefillin for me. V'lav milsi, zok the Taisus Rid. Sha'am mitzvah shechayvay ha'makim lasis begufay, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch is mechayv a person to do, heich yifter huay yidei shluchay v'huay yaseklum. How could he become pater through a shliach and him not doing anything? V'vaday begerushin u'bekedushin mahani. When it comes to gerushin and kedushin, we find a person could divorce through a shliach and get married through a shliach. Ki hu amegarish v'loya shliach. After all, the person himself is considered the megarish. Why? Shemakos of get. What is it written after all in the get? I am the one who is being megarish you. And also like kedushin, she ends up becoming married to him. So too, the Taisus Rid says, by truma. We know shlichus works by truma, because a person who's taking off the truma takes from his fruits. Now we see from the Taisus Rid, the Taisus Rid is constantly stressing the point that somehow the action that's done is related back to the person. By kedushin, she ends up becoming married to him. By gerushin, it's written in the get that she's being divorced from him. By truma, the fruits are coming off his fruits. The truma is being taken off his fruits. And he says the chaim v'pesach that we find the concept of the shlichus when it comes to the shlita of the karban pesach, who aicha he ends up eating the karban pesach mal shmei shachet v'izar kadam, and at least it's being shechted for him, and the blood is being spritzed for him. So the Taisus Rid is very meduyik. He does not mean just the concept of mitzvah shebegufay. The Taisus Rid is mashma that the nekuda is for a shlichus to be a valid shlichus, we have to be able to see some sort of connection where this action is relating back to the Mishaleach. And therefore the Taisus Rid says, by Truma, for example, he's taking the fruits off, but it's at least from your fruits. It's pattering your kri, and therefore we could see where it's connecting back to the Bailun. By Karban Pesach, he ends up eating from the Karban Pesach. Now how does that help you for the Shlita? The answer is, because the Taisus Rid's Ikar Nekuda is, we need a way how to be Meyaches, the Maisa that's being done by the Shliach, back to the Mishaleach. So by Karban Pesach, he's eating from the Karban Pesach. So we see a connection where this Shchita was done for him. The Taisus Rid even continues and he says, by a sukkah, you could tell a Shliach to make a sukkah for you as long as you end up sitting in the sukkah. The Taisus Rid L'chayr means to say that even though making the sukkah is a mitzvah as well, but since you are, at the end of the day, sitting in the sukkah, we can see where that action is nesiyaches back to you. And this is the way my brother Reb Daniel turned on this Taisus Rid L'chayr. It's very meduyik in the Taisus Rid this way. According to this Yusai, we can say that Taisus also understands the concept of mitzvah shebegufay, but he understood that's only an issue if there's no way to miyachas the ma'isa back. Mashenkin over here, that the Bezdin went ahead and sent the shliach, and he called them. So even if you'll tell me there's a din that it's mutl on the Bezdin to call the shliach, but still, that will not be a contradiction to shlichus, because at the end of the day, he's being called to their Bezdin by smicha. The shliach is doing a smicha, but it's a smicha for his karban. The karban is being brought for him. And therefore, Taisus did not want to learn that over here is a gilui, that it's a mitzvah shebegufay, because it wouldn't help you. This would not have the chesaron, according to Taisus, a mitzvah shebegufay. Elamai, Taisus says, we see, obviously, over here, shlichus is not working, and therefore he has this contradiction. And this Taisa says that we have to say, since it's Kamak Suvim, that as already say this Yisai, that sometimes Shlichus doesn't work, but since it's Kamak Suvim Vom Ke'echad, it's limited only to these cases, and it is not learned out to other cases as well. Now the Gemara comes out, even though Chalitza is kosher with three Dayanim, but we take five, Lefersume Milsa. Rashi has two pshatim, and what does this mean, Lefarse Milsa? Rashi's first shot is that everyone should know that she's a Chalitza, in order that she will not get married to a Kain. The second shot of Rashi is that everyone should know, now she's Mutter, that now people will go ahead and marry her. The Beis Shmuel points out in Shulchan Aruch, an interesting nafkamina between these two mahalchim. In Simin Kuf Samach Tas and Evan Ezer and Sifkatan Dalid, he says, according to the first reason of Rashi, that the taklis of the pirsum is that everyone should know that she's asurul to a kayin. So if this woman was already married a previous time and she's a grusha, so anyways she's asur to a kayin. Everyone knows already she's asur to a kayin. Therefore, it would not be necessary, according to this pshat, to have five dayanim. Mashenkin, according to the second pshat, that the tachlis of five is in order that people should know she's now mutaris, and people should go ahead and get married to her. So according to that tam, even if she was previously a grusha, there would still be a din to have chamisha.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.